Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us at 7 p.m. Mondays for the early show, keeping it brief. Then come back later that evening and hang with our Wild W in Nature and Front Page Picks. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursday, the split between Inner Craft or Sullen Art and Double Helix with Aphasiana. And then Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, a split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the Northern Climes and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray Eyes. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split between Echoes in the Dark and Break On Through with Pam and Sit In with Aphasiana and Babbler on Saturdays as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contest of prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems. Hang for the fun. And if you can do sound clouds or an audio, please attach them to your poems so we can hear you read your words. Good evening, Pam.
Good evening, Rex. How goes it?
All righty.
Awesome sauce. I'm glad to hear that. Same here. I love a day when I've got some extra energy. Got a poem written, got a contest started, went for a walk, did some cleaning. Of course, I also did some binge watching. I've started watching the show The Originals. So binge watching that, and life is good, and it's good to see Q on the board and Robbie, and good to see them both. Very cool.
Yeah. Gotta hit the apples and pass it on the bone. Is barking at me.
Arr, matey. We'll have to, if we ever have a show on National Speak Like a Pirate Day, we'll have to run a Pirates Poetry Contest. That would be fun. we got a nice mix today with having a few carryovers.
Yes, before we get into Steve Winwood, we are filling out the early part of this show with what we got left over from Puddle of Mud from last week.
Yep. So, so now, question. Did you still want me to play the song Blurry again before playing Aaron's Panther's SoundCloud?
No, we don't have to do that. I wanted to do his again because we didn't get the SoundCloud in time last week, and it's just
I'd like to hear him
read it. So
absolutely, I agree. I don't know what's going on with these naughty men in here in LNP, but I'm just pretending I don't see anything.
All right, I'm going to give him a good laugh. All right, guys, you guys on the board, quick in the lobby and such. I got a joke for you. What do you call a pedophile pirate?
R. Kelly.
Kelly.
You told that one a couple times, Rex, but it is a good one.
No, okay.
It's worth hearing again. Goodness gracious.
And answer to Quickens, yes, YouTube is promoting shorties. So, have fun.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to be checking YouTube Shorts for that video.
All right.
All right.
Let's kick this off.
Oh, first we got another joke. What do you call a one-legged Mexican prostitute? Okay, Q. Now you have to type the answer. And Robbie says, oh boy, look what I started. I can't say that on an early show, but you can just read the
early for that, but that was pretty good.
Oh dear. Oh my goodness gracious. All right. Well, all right, then we'll go ahead and get started because I think that intro almost broke the LNP record for longest intro, and we got a great lineup of music and poetry tonight. So inspired by the song Blurry, we have by Puddle of Mud, we have Throwing Shade, The Dissolution by Errant Panther, who was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Throwing Shade, The Dissolution by Errant Panther. Cannot see the reason for lines upon my face. Cannot fathom answers for your cold embrace. Promises mean nothing, but were the only way to feel. Now I'm wishing there was something to stop this being real. You threw it all away. You threw my love away. For a truth you refused to face. Now you're playing me like a game. You threw my love away. Just threw it all away. I don't know where it all began or how everything got so blurred. Am I supposed to just let it hang and forget that? Now we've both been burned. Taken to the edge now, did it need to be so hard? To rise above this wreckage, I'll have to absorb the shards. You threw it all away. You threw my love away. For a truth you refused to face. Now you're playing me like a game. You threw my love away, just threw it all away. Cannot see the reason for lines upon my face. Cannot fathom answers for your cold embrace. If the skies ahead weren't so clouded, maybe we could try. If I weren't so damn astounded, maybe we could fly. End poem.
Great read, Errant. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, ma'am.
All right. Well, you know, I thought this poem was great when it was read last week, but I have to say there is always something about hearing a poem in the poet's own voice, especially when someone is a talented reader like Errant Panther. You know, it really adds another level to the poem of emotion, especially when he got to the line, you threw it all away, you threw my love away for a truth you refused to face. There was a really emotive intensity within his read that really added to the layers of emotion. And, you know, just a wonderful emotive write that unfortunately people play these games with the mind and oftentimes treat love like it's garbage to be tossed aside. So amazing write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. All right, that expands. It hits on the idea of gazing in the mirror and looking at yourself, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But the reality is, it all comes down to, me, this walks on a note of cheating. Promises mean nothing. And for a truth you refuse to face. Those hidden things that you never alluded to, yet were still the underlying factor to doing what you actually did. Playing me like a game, that also goes back to the promises that mean nothing and the hiding of other truths. And the thought of, I don't know where it all began, how it got so blurred, am I supposed to just let it hang and forget that now we've both been burned? There is that turn of note where the end is real in that moment. Taken to the edge, did it need to be so hard to rise above this wreckage? I'll have to absorb the shards. That note of having to endure more punishment as the process meets itself out. So, well done, Aaron. Thank you very much. Appreciate the sound question.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, the next song we have is Nobody Told Me. And it goes like this. I mean, not goes like this. Like, I'm going to read it. Not. Okay, let's try this again. It sounds like this. I'm going to push a button.
Gotta get up, gotta get up.
All right.
Awesome sauce. Love that. Love the sound of that. All right. And that's right. His cats are boogieing off that taste of Pringle Delight. Oh, too funny. Oops, I forgot I went and grabbed that graphic and didn't go grab the link for the song. So let me try that again. Not song, poem. Let me try that again. All right.
Now, question is, for the sour cream barbecue or the sweet Thai chili?
I do not like barbecue. I like cheddar or sour cream or loaded potato, stuff like that, but I do not like barbecue flavor. But what's even worse than barbecue flavor is ketchup-flavored chips. They're just like an abomination.
God.
All right. And inspired by that song is Just Saying by Lockdown Larks. Nobody says there's a bully on the street. Nobody says they're going to lie and cheat. Where has the love gone? Nobody said. You just got to get it on. Nobody said. Nobody says the bully must be silenced. Nobody says don't go down the path of violence. So who will learn and say, bring peace to the unkind? Tell us how to sell a bouquet to a bully that will change their mind. Nobody says. One day we must take a stand, but who is wrong and who is right? Everyone says it's in their hand. Every mirror reflecting their light, everyone says. Nobody says, and every mirror is a heart. Nobody says, get together, don't be apart. Nobody says, I'll look out for you and you for me. Nobody, somebody say the mirror could help us all see. Will nobody say if nobody will hear, so everyone's today must end in a tear. One inside says, yeah. One inside says, and poem.
Great read, poem. Thank you very much. I like this note, digging into how society's kind of offloaded their own responsibility by saying, I can speak my own truth, and it's always right. Despite, most often, it's always wrong, because facts do matter. You can't walk off the edge of that table and singly denote yourself as the arbiter of truth when what you offer up is pure shite in the moment. So if you can't back it up, just leave it on the table where it belongs, unsaid, unuttered, and quietly ignored. Nicely said, then, because if you do look in the mirror and you understand that that truth, what you're saying is offering up is nothing but shite, then you actually get to see the other side of that, which is you, reality. So, nicely said there, Larks, and thank you very much. You got to read it, Pam. What about you?
Yeah, I liked the flow of this. It had a great lyrical quality. I really like what you had to say. It kind of made me think of the Sherlock Holmes author's quote about, you know, how you can't argue with the facts. I'm paraphrasing it, but I thought that was really cool. This had a great message on the facing the truth in the mirror that not only reflects you as an individual, but reflects society as a whole. Wonderful use of repetition and rhyme. Excellent write on the struggles of life that nobody warns you about. And the idea that too oftentimes we let evil just get away with things because we don't stand up for what is right. I really like, nobody says the bully must be silenced. Nobody says don't go down the path of violence. So who will learn and say bring peace to the unkind? Tell us how to sell a bouquet to a bully that will change their mind. Nobody says. And I like that because, you know, it does speak on that idea that oftentimes, you know, there's just no way. I mean, people are having these pointless arguments, you know, on social media, and nobody's mind is being changed because people are unfortunately stubbornly stuck in their ways as far as truth goes. And as you were saying, Rex, the idea that too oftentimes opinion is just opinion that has been manipulated into people saying it's fact. So excellent right and very well done.
Yes. So that opinions are like buttholes. They all smell the same.
So true.
All right, what we got next?
All right, well, up next we have the song My Kind of Crazy, and here we go.
I love you.
You don't know which way is up.
Oh, nice. All right.
All right. Well, inspired by that, we have Pee Wee League Championships by Lauren 67. Go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read.
All right. Pee Wee League Championships by Lauren 67. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie, Alfie. You ready, Alfie? Ain't nothing but a thing, Nigel. Francis, you ready? Let's do this. Jubo de la Chingo Jr., how's it going, son? How you feeling? I feel like jumping into a puddle of mud, coach. That Jubo is sure strange, Ralph Brown. You good? Ruff, ruff, ruff. Okay, guys, let's go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 5th Annual Pee Wee League Championships. I am your announcer for today's activities, where we will be having the championship game between Lawrence 67 Pee Wee League All-Stars, who will be going against the Wee Pee on Pee Wees, their arch nemesis. The teams are all tied up, and we should catch them in the extra innings with the 67s on defense and Chubo, their ace pitcher, on the mound. Hey, better, better, swing. It's a line drive that hits Chubo right in the leg, taking it off completely at the hip. There's a timeout on the field as they take Chubo up. Are you all right, Chubo? Can you go on with one leg? I'm all right, boss. Give me the ball. Hey, better, better, swing. Another line drive right up the middle, hitting Jubo in the other leg, severing a complete off at the hip. Timeouts while they tape him up. Jubo, are you okay? It's just a flesh wound. I'll be all right. Give me the ball. Hey, bada bada. Swing. Another line drive that knocks Jubo's right arm completely off of the joint. Timeouts as they tape Jubo up. Are you okay? You want to come out? I'm all right, coach. I still got one good arm. Okay, my boy, you're up to bat now. We're down to one run. Bases loaded, take a walk. Take a walk? I'm going to hit a home run and win the game. But you don't have any limbs. I don't need any stinking limbs. Give me the bat. Hey, bada bada, swing. Jubo hits a bunt. Run, Jubo, run. But I don't have any limbs. The third to first. You're out. Well, that will do it. After that, 67 lose another game. Nice try, Jubo. But I don't have any limbs. And boom.
Oh, great read there, Rex. It is just absolutely a hoot to hear you read that and the different voices and even the barking and growling. And the pitiful little Jubo, but I don't have any limbs. It's like, it makes me think of Oliver Twist. Please, sir, may I have some more? And, oh my gosh, I love the humor in this. That I like that he brings us another one with the Pee Wee baseball game going on. And brings in so many of the different characters, and I thought the reference to Puddle of Mud was particularly clever. I feel like jumping into a puddle of mud, coach. And then what else? This right here, where we will be having the championship game between the Lauren 67 Pee Wee League All-Star, who will be going against the Wee Pee on Pee Wee, their arch nemesis. And the sound effects in here are so great. It's just thoroughly entertaining all the way through, and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. I like the baseball angle and the legs and the arms coming up reminds me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail coming upon the Black Knight, first chopping off one leg. Come on, come on, I'm ready for you, I'm ready for you. Chopping off the other leg, then chopping off another arm. Come on, chopping off the other arm, blood spurting everywhere. And just, come on, come on, I'll bite you to death.
Oh,
I do like
God.
That. Also, that reference to that reference to, I think it's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We don't need those stinking badges.
Oh, yeah, that is great. He does toss in some wonderful references.
All right, then. Where are we going next?
All right. Well, up next we have the song Bleed, and here we go.
You could fly me to the moon, bury me underneath the sun. I don't think that you're the only one that I see behind the gown. Why don't you just sit on the couch? Don't even try to move your mouth. I think I'm getting tired of everything, everything.
Got to that one since we're bleeding.
Well, let's see. We have The Cold Apocalypse of Toss Dice by Moi. And it goes like this. You want to reveal the blood, the flood beneath iron blade, walking lands of broken dreams to fade within echoed screams. House of cards all falling down, the sad clowns that took the stage with the wanton ways of lies, the rage of flame from your eyes. You hope days bring something new as you flew within the pain, a curse set upon your back, the stain that seeps from the crack. Lonesome days are all the same, playing harsh games with the heart, paradox between love and hate, the sad art of cruelest fate, the bleeding out of your will, the chill of hands tossing dice, payment of the silver coins, hungry lice expose the loins, curling smoke and rising flame, the same cold apocalypse, raw within your shadowed mind, red lips linger so unkind. Falling down within the grave, the dull nave of embraced rot, roots keep clinging to the mold, chamber pots all made of gold. Varied offers of the game, anchored shame within the grip, false comfort in what you know, torrid trips you won't let go. End poem.
Great read, Pam. A bit nasty. I do like the cold of cop talk, which is tossed dice. That kind of implies the angle of snake eyes. Double aces and you're done for. But there was something. The stain that seeps from the crack. Well, there's a nasty implication for that one. I won't go that far. But the payment of the silver coin and the hungry lice expose your loins. Ew. Getting a little crabby, are we? And then what else we got? Red lips linger so unkind. And that note, where was it here? Roots keep clinging to the mold. Chamber pots are made of gold. Yes, chamber pots are always made of gold because they're full of yellow liquid. That golden fluid. They've got to drain sometime in the middle of the night. And what else we got? Anchored shame within the grip, false comfort in what you know. Tour trips you won't let go. Well, hey, when you roll the dice and you come up with snake eyes, you either double down and go for it, or you just crawl in a hole and cover yourself up with that big rock that you came out from in the first place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Rex, and thank you for the inspiration. And the next song we have is Control, and here we go.
Thank you. the terrible things you do. And I have control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my head. I love the dirty things you do. And I have control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my head. I love the dirty.
Awesome, Paul. Oh, all right. Well, we have Inspired by That, Whispers of the Wind by Christy Maria. And go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read.
Whispers of the Wind by Christy Maria. In the ethereal glow of twilight's embrace, I wander through the shadows of time and space. Lost in time, the whispers of forgotten dreams, a kaleidoscope of memories and scenes. Each breath a melody, each step a dance. I swirl in the cosmic celestial expanse, a river of stars, a symphony of light, guiding me through the velvet night. My soul a canvas, painted in hues divine, a tapestry of love, of hope, of time. I am the phoenix, rising from the flames, embracing the beauty in life's changing games. Through the storms and the silence, I find my way, a journey of courage, come what may. In the silence of the night, I hear my song, a melody of strength, forever strong. So let me drift through the whispers of the wind, a spirit unbroken, a heart that will mend. For in the depths of my soul, I am free, a goddess of grace, forever to be. And Paul. All righty. What do you think?
Oh, I liked this one. Great read there, Rex. Such amazing imagery and metaphors and some great flow to the words. I like how this speaks on finding freedom and when your inner goddess rises out and finds the power within with that inner beauty and that inner grace. Wonderful lines all the way through, but I really especially like my soul a canvas painted in hues divine, a tapestry of love, of hope, of time. I am the phoenix rising from the flames, embracing the beauty in life's changing games. And I think that's such a positive attitude to have, because oftentimes, you know, life does throw those curveballs and you don't always know how to handle them. But if you look at it as an opportunity to grow and to change, and you look at your soul as a canvas, and that everything you experience puts another layer of color and depth upon it, I just think that makes for such a wonderful metaphor and a positive attitude to have about the challenges that can come up in life. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nice. I can see this two ways. Between the title, Whispers of the Wind, and an opening line, in the ethereal glow of twilight's embrace. As a double note, this can walk that angle of actually spending time alone in that darkness, but also hits on the idea of dipping into one's mind and sorting out those notes that are either hard fought, hard won, hard lost. Because she does hit on that idea. Lost in time, the whispers of forgotten dreams, a kaleidoscope of memories, it seems. You can walk both angles, and it would walk the same as the idea of retrospection and reflection of where you've been and where you are, where you want to go, because that's where it is at the moment. It's a matter, it's not just the whispers on the wind, it's the whispers within the wind, that which still calls. You can get by with those forgotten dreams. Why? They're past. So they had their time at one point. Now it's other angles you must walk through. That the soul of the canvas painted in the divine. The thought of a tapestry, love of hope of time, paints another picture of walking outside, past the pain of that which has occurred. And it's on that again with through the storm, through the silence, I find my way. So there is that note to dipping deep into oneself, whether it's actually just in the house mentally or out beneath the night sky and still digging in mentally while gazing at the raw expanse that surrounds you. There's a nice note to cleaving away the night in that moment and clearing one's mind while doing it. So thank you, Christy.
I like that. I like that. Really great observations there, Rex. And you're right. It is a very introspective piece. Very cool. Very cool. Well, that was the last of Puddle of Mud. And so now we're going into the Steve Winwood Right. So why don't you go ahead, Rex, and tell us about the 60-year career of Steve Winwood, only kind of make it a slightly condensed version of the 60 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a whole lot. I'll just get into he was born in 1948 in May. He got his first stint in musically. He took up the piano at age 4. His father played a couple of instruments. His older brother also played instruments. He got his first gig as a 7-year-old with his father and his older brother in a pub scene. They had to turn the piano around so the audience couldn't see him because, well, he was clearly underage, but I understand that angle. I've been in the pub with my father way back in the day. He's at the heart during the 60s and early 70s of three of the biggest bands back in that time. The Spencer Davis Group, he joined as a 14-year-old. Then he formed a Traffic in 1967 as a 19-year-old, and he also joined Blind Faith in 1969 at the age of 21. And then he went solo, even though the 70s saw him walking in through a number of angles, playing with a lot of other people. He didn't get his first solo album out until 1977. And it's second, or I think 1980. But he progressed quite well. Songs you got listed tonight are all pieces that he co-wrote or wrote himself. I mean, his younger days with Spencer Davis and Traffic, he had partners where he wrote the music and lyrics came from another person. But he was the voice behind those groups, starting with Spencer Davis as a 14-year-old, moving into Traffic and into Blind Faith, and then again on his own career. He's plenty of awards, including a Best Vocal and Song of the Year. I think that was for Higher Love. And I think we'll leave it at that right now because we've got plenty to go through.
Well, I have to say, he has definitely had a long and distinguished career, very talented. I mean, and as you said, he started out from a young age. I was just reading a little bit about him. Apparently, he plays the organ, the piano, the guitar, and the drums.
Oh, yeah, his first two albums he produced. He played all the instruments on them as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really cool.
as a member of the Spencer Davis Group. They opened for American legends that came across the UK. That was the deal. If American came over, they were their front band was somebody English. So back in the day, he fronted for such legends as Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley. So he's got quite the background as far as the music goes, and he's played on a hell of a lot of other people's records in between.
Yeah. Well, I noticed it's something about I read something about him playing with Jimi Hendrix and other legendary musicians. So that's really cool.
Yes. He did the organ work on Moody Child.
Oh wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to listening to this music. Just good classic stuff that I absolutely love, and delving into the poetry. So the first song that we're going to put up by Steve Winwood is Higher Love. So here we go.
Ho, ho, ho. His first big hit. I think that one went triple platinum.
That is an awesome one. That is for sure. that is the higher love of Winnie the Pooh there in LNP. Either that or, as Rex, I think, is saying, Winnie the Pooh has heart-shaped gas or something like that. And inspired by that, we have The Renewal by Lockdown Larks, and it goes like this. I was alone, yeah, so alone, stalling then falling into the abyss, reeling and feeling dead to my bones, in shadows with no one to kiss. You didn't say I needed you to. My yesterday, all I see now is blue. I want to kill who killed the thrill. Someone's got to pay for sure, but I'm the only one with the bill. I look, but you can't see any cure. You didn't stay. I needed you to. My yesterday, all I see now is blue. Suddenly came a flicker of sunshine. A new someone comes into view. You throw away my bottle of wine. In amazement, I sense a renew. Will you stay? I need you to. Be my today, and I'll be true. If you climb into my heart, I'll climb out of the abyss. And so begins the new start on a sweet pathway to bliss. Will you stay? I need you to. Be my today, and I'll be true. Please stay and be my today. End poem.
Very sweet. Thank you, Pam. From the outset, you get that note from the voice as well as the words offered up, the idea of there's a deep truth within these words. And if you read down, there definitely is, because there's a note in the end. The sun always gets to kill the blues. Yay! And she stayed. So for 45 years. Cheers, Lark. This song offers up a note to truth within your life. And it's led to many happy years. Good to see that. Nicely done, Lark. Yes. All right, Pam.
All right. Yeah, I thought this was just a wonderful, heartfelt write that speaks on the renewing power of love, and especially when love replaces something that's destroying you. You know, like when he says, suddenly came a flicker of sunshine, a new someone comes into view. You throw away my bottle of wine in amazement. I sense a renew. And I did like that the repetition in this of will you stay, I need you to, be my today, and I'll be true. I like the idea of reaching out to someone and saying, you know, stay with me. And I like in his AN how he puts, and she stayed so far for 45 years. What a wonderful dedication to the love shared between him and his wife, not only in the moment, but for a lifetime. So just absolutely amazing lines all the way through and very well done.
Yeehaw. All right. I know we got another one with this one, right?
We absolutely do. And it is for you to read. Let me go grab it. And all right. And it is Higher Love by Liquid Mind Forever.
All right. Higher Love by Liquid Mind Forever. spinning, lost, out of control. How the great toll, how great the toll. No zest, no security, vest, no wondrous goal. How great the toll, how great the toll. Lost, now found, reclaim my spiritual role. How great the toll, how great the toll. I'm turning back, what a lack, love's my only goal. How dismal and dark, how stark without truth. Sickness and solitude, full amplitude, lewd, crude, no hope, no ambition, no will to go on, let me be gone. It's a new day on the spawn, new ignorance to new dawn. How great the toll, how great the toll, lost, now found, reclaim my spiritual role. How great the toll, how great the toll, I'm turning back, what a lack, love's my only goal. Stop the slaughter, no longer the barter, martyr, killing willingly, the spirit of love, angels sing of, out in the cold, nothing to hold, icy bangles of gold, winter year-round, lost in nostalgia's blur, ugh, ugh. How great the toll, how great the toll, lost, now found, reclaim my spiritual role, how great the toll, how great the toll, I'm turning back, what a lack, love's my only goal. Discombobulated, befeebled, our church without steeple, lost, disgruntled, avoiding the world and all people. The price of slow death, shortness of breath, and then nothing, no nothing, nothing remains, nothing left. Closing down the heart, hoarding, hoarding, not affording, to cost the absence of love, starvation, deprivation, nothing more to live for when love can't be found. Love, love, love divine, love, speaking of, divine love, against push and shove, in this age of Kali, time to rally, the soul's bankrupt. How great the toll, now found, reclaim my spiritual role. How great the toll, how great the toll, I'm turning back, what a lack, love's my only goal. And Paul, there I am.
All right, well, great read there, Rex. And this is another rite that has a wonderful lyrical quality, great use of repetition, inner and end rhyme, powerful imagery and metaphors throughout. The main message that I got from this was the idea that too often times the toll is paid when we lose sight of not only the importance of a spiritual love, rather than the rules of religion, the spirit of the heart, and reaching out to fellow minds. I really liked the use of discombobulated, befeebled. And in fact, that was a great stanza all the way through. Discombobulated, befeebled, a church without steeple, lost, disgruntled, avoiding the world and all people. The price of slow death, shortness of breath, and then nothing, no more, nothing remains, nothing less. Powerful lines on the idea that the church should be reaching out to the people rather than being these like kind of cult-like churches that hide from the world. At least that's what it speaks to me on. And how oftentimes we tend to do lose sight of what, you know, our spiritual journey should be. So excellent write and very well done.
All right, thank you, Dan. Yeah, the higher love, he is talking about spiritual angle. And right off, spinning, lost, out of control, that can refer to the people itself and also the planet, because it does seem to be on that note. And the question, how great the toll? And then that often, how great the toll? It does hit on that angle of the spiritual that needs to be actually looked deeper into from those who supposedly head up the various factional churches. They seem to have lost their own way, yet they're preaching the word of this God or that, and they don't actually believe because of they deterred, walked away from, reorganized and adopted new principles within those the initial teachings of what this love and life is supposed to be about. And this kind of hits on the idea, which is that lost, now found, reclaim my spiritual role. There's an individual go to that. If you can do it individually without having to walk within the confines and the construct of those who preach louder than anybody else, yet don't seem to offer up the generated net worth of that spirituality except within the pockets of their own pants and pockets and purses. There seems to be a greater role for the individual to actually reclaim it as a singular note. You don't have to, if I remember correctly, Christ said, don't build an edifice to me to believe in. The idea, you don't need that. Everything used to be done around campfires at night, those teachings, those stories, those tidbits of truth passed on from mother and father to children. So seem to have gotten to the point where the churches are too big for their own britches, and maybe those bricks need to be reduced somewhat so that people actually, it does walk in the community angle, and that seems to have lost its own way over the centuries. So the only goal is to get that spirit of love back. Yes, agreed there, Liquid, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
What's next?
All right. Well, the next song I'm going to play is Back in the High Life Again. And here we go.
I'm
right.
That is such a, oops, I was going to say, that's such a groovy song.
Right, what we got going to?
We have, let me check. By the way, did you know that he played the mandolin on that song? Steve Winwood did?
Yeah, that's part. That's one of his piano, guitar, drums, mandolin, bass, Hammond organ, and drums. So he's got a wide dearth of knowledge in musicality.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it definitely comes through in that song for sure. All right. And up next we have Drinking Dancing One Hand Free by Dark Night of the Soul. And it goes like this. Last dream as I lay dreaming. We both wore a younger face, our fresh romance blossoming in another time and place. Back to when a love was new, where we shared our hilltop view, that San Francisco grand view before two gypsies left to roam. In my mind, there's you and me drinking, dancing, one hand free. All the parties we would throw, restaurants that knew our name, all the friends we came to know, sweet nostalgia still retains. Small moments made memories, our hill in rare winter snow. So much learned, much more to know back in those days of long ago. Bonding in this community, drinking, dancing, one hand free. But then I woke up smiling. I thought of where we are today. And the long road that brought us here, there's so little I would change. Love's but a fine Cabernet that just deepens in its age. I'll lift a glass to our future and those long gone younger days. To be getting so carefree, drinking, dancing, one hand free. We'll keep on going, you and me, drinking, dancing, one hand free. And poem.
Gregory Pan, thank you very much. This does hit on that. The idea of nostalgia, dipping back those many years to a simpler time when the whole world stood before you. Because it's on that note. Where was it? The parties we would throw, restaurants that knew our name, all the friends we came to know, sweet nostalgia still retained. So you got that. Opening up now with that last dream, as I lay dreaming, we both wore a younger face, our fresh romantic blossoming in another time and space, and then dips into the newness, the hilltop home, the San Francisco grand view, the hill, which had rare snow, nice touch with that, then the bonding with the community, and then it comes out of that reverie, but then I woke up smiling. I thought of where we are today and the long road that brought us here, and so little I would change. So you come back, even though you dipped out of those younger days where it was drinking, dancing, and free, in that note of youthful exuberance, you can still walk that now on the latter end because you reached that age where, hey, you can still walk that way without the pressures of working because now you're at that retired angle where you can enjoy that carefree thought to drinking, dancing, one hand free once more because you're on that empty nest mode and there's nothing left except the two of you to enjoy the company that you share. So nicely done, Dark Night. Thank you. All right, Pam.
And, yeah, oh, my goodness, this one is just absolutely beautiful. Wonderful rhyme and flow, heartfelt lines. Really, this one really pulled at my heartstrings. And he says the breeziness of returning to a special carefree past inspired me to write about the first place my husband and I lived in San Francisco and those beginnings. I sort of wrote to with the tune in my head. The line about Grand View is specific as our place was Grand View Terrace. I think that's wonderful that he wrote about his own marriage, his own relationship, and I really like how he transports us back in time to the nostalgia of the younger love, which is an important start. But what I really like is when he gets to the point where he says, "But then I woke up smiling. I thought of where we are today and the long road that brought us here. There's so little I would change." Because, I mean, young love is beautiful, but what's really amazing is the love of two people that grows together over the years and gets better with time. And so I thought the reference to the fine Cabernet that deepens in its age, love's but a fine Cabernet that just deepens in its age, was a wonderful metaphor for showing the layers of that kind of love. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Where are we going next?
Well, up next we have the song Talking Back to the Night. And let's see here. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right. And inspired by that song, we have Keep On Running by David Philip Ireland. And go ahead, please, Rex, and give that a read.
While I do that, refresh your page.
Oh, yep, I already saw there's a poem by Jody. Is that what you're talking about?
There's another one.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to put it on the board, but I'm glad you saw it. But all right, well, then let me take a quick look at Jody's and see if that absolutely needs a male voice.
I'll take Jody's. You can take the other one that's on there too, which is
That sounds good. That's all right. Then let me go ahead and I'll go ahead and read the one that we already have, which is Robbie says that he loves the sax in that song, and I have to agree with him on that. And he also asks, is there a dancer covered in Pringles? Yummy. That's that would be interesting. A G-string made out of Pringles.
All right. Keep On Running by David Philip Ireland.
Hold on. I thought I was reading this one, and you were reading Jody. Did you change your mind?
I can read this one and Jody. There's a third one on for this song on the board. That's why I said refresh.
Okay. Sounds good.
Keep On Running by David Philip Ireland. Neath Blue Moon's cloak where shadows playing, Steve Winwood's saga takes a different swaying. With voice weathered by life's cruel jest, in the depths of darkness he found his quest. From Spencer's group he broke away, a rebel's path he chose this way. Keep on running, but where to go? In the labyrinth of doubt he found his flow. In taverns dank where dreams decay, Steve's soulful croon led a mournful ballet. Each lyric a dirge for hope's demise, in the heart of Cheltenham where dreams capsize. Yet through the mist of sorrow's reign, his melodies linger, a haunting refrain. Steve Winwood's journey, a tale of nights, in moon's baleful gaze, his truth takes flight. End poem. All right.
Great read there, Rex.
Yeah, he didn't. He went more of the tribute angle, but since he played off the thought with the moon and the night, I chose this song to meet the hidden muse because it's good.
That was a good choice. I personally do prefer that people put in their AN what they were inspired by, but I do like the fact that I did think it did go well with that song, and I did like the fact that he wrote a tribute to Steve Winwood, his long and talented musical career, the different paths that he went down, and really the ups and downs of his musical journey, because let's face it, pretty much no musician, in fact, no person has a perfect journey. But, you know, especially when you're so much in the limelight for so many years. Excellent tribute, great lines all the way through. But I especially liked In Taverns Dank Where Dreams Decay, Steve's soulful croon led a mournful ballet, each lyric a dirge for hope's demise, in the heart of Cheltenham where dreams capsize. That shows the darker side of his journey, which obviously had a lot of ups to it, but there was also those struggles, and I liked how that stanza picked up on that. So, excellent writing, very well done.
Yes, I'll second that motion. And I also think he might have come across Winwood back in the day, because if I remember correctly, David did some touring with some larger groups across Europe, back in those days. I mean, the Open Up for Yes at one point had some other bands that we had chatted about, God, it must be about a year ago now. So considering back in the day he was in the area and within that scene, he may have just come across Steve Winwood himself along that musical route. So it's a perfect angle to play off of the thoughts of from his early struggles into the little venues that everybody starts out in, because you got to start somewhere, and it's those small places where you get your first breaks, and things can grow from there. And you know what? It all worked out in the end, because people still listen to this music 60 years later. So cheers, David, and thank you very much.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that. All right. And up next, inspired by that song, we have Abandoned Sidewalk Wail by Blue Harrison. And it goes like this. Nothing's foretold amid the cracks of city sidewalks, so it's a mercy when the night takes over, bleeds it all to shadow. Even the sin and sorrow upon a face is erased. With the sun setting, nothing emotional can be conveyed except notes of a soul crying, revealing, believing, or denying. It carries, coursing through every listening ear, filters itself to fit each personal experience, and etches onto that particular darkness, becomes a constellation that stories us in. Happiness or upheaval leads us to the finding or huddles with us in the hurt of forgotten. I ache tonight as the metro bed beds itself. You've disappeared in those cracks, and I search with my saxophone and my upturned hat for some collection of us, that time when music was a testament and not a tear-driven wail. End poem.
Great read, Dan. Thank you very much. That back end of this kind of off up a different note. I ache tonight as the mess of bed itself. You disappear in those cracks, and I search with my saxophone and upturned hat for some collection of us, of that time when music was a testament and not a tear-driven wail. That's a great finish to this, and it does blend in those notes and the shadows of where pain walks itself through, yes, but it also hits that idea of buskers and how there is that sometimes nowadays they get driven off, when back in the day it was an easy gig to sit out and play and bring a smile to people's faces, and that seems to be not quite the bend to angle these days, unfortunately, because, hey, you can put a smile on people's faces, and then you put that smile on your own face because you're giving a little something out that maybe in the moment grabs them. They stand, they listen, and it brings something to them in the moment, takes them out of the dreary doldrums, so to speak. And also, it's uplifting on the back end, too. Instead of that lonely, driven wail in the night because there's no one there, to actually getting a bent ear, a smile, and then the bent ear and a smile that comes back to you, so and reverses out. So once you're off of that smile, then you get the smile that walks back itself. So I like that thought. And what
that
about you?
I like that. Very cool there, Rex. Yeah, this is a wonderful emotive write. Strong imagery and metaphors. I like how it speaks on the power of music to connect people and to take us back in time. I also like how she pays tribute to the saxophone sound in the song, and the title Abandoned Sidewalk Wail, the idea of those saxophone players you know, sitting on the sidewalk, playing on the street, and other street musicians. Such a wonderful lines that also speak on the idea of how we can find that music, whether it's the lyrics or whether it's the music itself, the notes, the melody, that our spirit can truly connect with and our emotions in the moment can truly connect with. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
All right. Thank you very much. And where are we going next?
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure you know, but I'll say it anyways listeners will know. We have Shadowed Secrets by Jody Melton. And go ahead, Rex, give that a read.
Shadowed Secrets by Jody Melton. In the depths of the night where shadows dance, whispers of dreams in a silent trance, echoes of memories lost in the dark, seeking solace in the moon's gentle spark. Stars twinkle above like eyes that know the secrets we keep, the stories we sow. A symphony of silence fills the air as whispers of longing linger there. Talking back to the night, we find our voice. In the stillness, we make our choice to unravel the mysteries hidden away in the depths of darkness where we stray. The moonlight whispers secrets unfold. In the quiet, our desires untold. We listen closely to night's embrace as it paints our souls with subtle grace. In the silence, we find our truth. In the darkness, we uncover youth. Talking back to the night, we dare to dream. In its depths, we find a timeless dream. So let us dance in the shadows deep. In the silence, our secrets keep. For in the night, we find our song. And in its melody, we belong. And my apologies there, Jody. I transposed untold and unfold. Very sorry for that. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Well, it was still a great read there, Rex. Oh, man, such beautiful, heartfelt lines. You know, I love the nighttime, especially summer nights. But, you know, there's just something about the nighttime with the stars and the moons and the different sounds that come out and I don't know. It's just, it's magical. And I like how he speaks, writes with this great rhyme and flow and wonderful imagery on the magic of nighttime and the music of the night that connects to people. And I like how he writes about the dancing and the secrets shared. Wonderful lines all the way through, but I especially like talking back to the night we find our voice in the stillness we make our choice to unravel the mysteries hidden away in the depths of darkness where we stray. The moonlight whispers secrets untold. In the quiet our desires unfold. We listen closely to the night's embrace as it paints our souls with subtle grace. Such beautiful lines there on having that willingness to not look at the nighttime or the darkness as something to fear, but rather something to be embraced and loved. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nice. This was kind of fitting coming after Blues because they kind of mirror each other on opposite angles, while the one offers up that solemn and solitary cry in the night, so to speak, because there's nothing there to give back in the moment. This one offers up the night where the night gives back in its own pointed note, of whether it's the silent trance that whispers in the breeze, so to speak, the moon haunting in the sky, what else, the stars twinkle. Now, there's a note to what can whisper in the moment if you see, say, a shooting star. And then that idea of actually talking back to the night, we find our voice in the stillness, we make our choice to unravel the mysteries hidden away in the depths of darkness where we stray. So it can hold promise, maybe in this notion, idea and thought from Jody, it's the angle of letting that night and its mysteries wash away that which troubles, so everything else unfolds in the moment as well. So thank you, Jody.
Absolutely. Great comment there, Rex. All right. Up next, I'm going to put a poem by Eric Svensson that is called Silken Scarf Sayonara Sigh by Eric Svensson. And we have a recording for that. So here we go.
Silken scarf, sayonara sigh. Dazzling day packed in, nice and neat. Counterpane tucked in between candy floss clouds. Silken smooth feel as ticked of days put to bed. Contented sigh. Sun orb shimmer slips, dips its final sayonara into ocean envelope. Ardent lover night, white satin sheet. Soul, moon flowers, belfry, silkworm thoughts spin cocoons, glowworms become minute Japanese lanterns, fireflies ushers as higher up on the slopes of Mount Fuji, snow owls admire our adventure. Aeroplane arms stretch wide, fingertips braille freedom, caminos fan out, become free-falling cloaks, full moon to mason's touches, Ikebana simplicity without duplicity, batik imprints on snow as we own the night. We become windward instruments, breath syncopation scribes, a new composition. Lunar music sheet on high plucks heartstrings, extracts deep double bass resonance, promissory notes of cherry blossoms in spring confetti. Aquaplane back into aeroplane arms. Open caminos adrift on snow. River raft us. Sayonara. Self slide away on misty moonbeam. Sayonara. Soft silken scarf sighs drift down. Too soon dawns. Sharp samurai sword slices eagle darkness. Sayonara. End poem.
Great read, Eric. Thank you for the sound clown. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam. What do you have to read?
Well, as always, an amazing read and write by Eric. Such beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. It's a wonderful rite that captures the beauty of the night where the spirit dances, but also captures the bittersweet moment of having to say goodbye to a moment of romance and connection. I love the romanticism in this and the imagery he brings out, especially an ardent lover night, white satin sheets soar, moonflowers belfry, silkworm thoughts spin cocoons, and that whole line all the way through. And then we become windward instruments. I thought, you know, that's a really clever nod to Steve Winwood and different musical instruments he plays. I think throughout this, there is that kind of nod to the music that he brings forth and the sense of romanticism. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nice. I did like he rolls in that candy floss cloud. A nice touch of that. Silk and smooth feelings, ticked off days, put to bed, contented sigh, sun orb, shimmer slips. dips its final sayonara into ocean envelope. That's a great way describing a sunset. I like the moonflower's belfry. That's pretty cool, too. But the glowworm fireflies hitting on that note of Japanese lanterns rising up through the nose of Mount Fuji was really cool, too. Plus the snow owls offering in there. But then he gets into the rest of his walks in that note of sensual thought. Fingertip braille freedom, kimonos fan out, become free falling cloaks. There's a nice touch of imagery that walks through that. Full moon to medicine's touches, Ibana simplicity without duplicity, Batik imprints on snow as we own the night. Like that touch of we own the night, a song. And then he rolls into it more, both on that angle of dropping Steve Winwood with the wind wood instruments, but also still dipping into that central angle with the breath syncopation scribes new composition, lunar music sheet on high flux heartstrings, extracts deep double bass resonance, promissory notes of cherry blossoms and string, spring confetti. So it keeps that role of the Japanese thought Mount Fuji to the kimonos. I missed that one. There was more something else here. White satin sheet saw. That had me think of Moody Blues and Nights in White Satin. So he dropped in that as well. And then offering up that note to dawn. Too soon dawn sharp samurai sword slices spread eagle darkness. Sayonara. Oof. Great opening with that thought to how the sun sets. And then again, to how the sun rises. Well done, Eric. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I have to agree.
I got two leftovers. That'll be Daniel.
Yep.
And Selena will open up next Sunday's show with that. And since it's Cinco de Mayo, we're going with Carlos Santana.
Awesome. I'm looking
That's going to be a great fit. Carlos is another one of those, been around 60 years, so.
Yep, absolutely a great choice for Cinco de Mayo. Very cool. And a great show tonight. Awesome poetry and music.
Yeah, I thought we might actually get there. We did almost get there, but we had a bit of time, but that's okay. Yeah, great show, Pam. Thank you. And thank you to Robbie, Aaron, Quicken, and I saw some SXH on the board earlier too. And that was it, yes. So thank you for the fun. Thank you for the board, guys. Much appreciated.